Friday, the Alaska Supreme Court overturned an Alaska Department of Fish and Game regulation from 2007 that declared domesticated livestock, specifically Kodiak's bison herds, were feral if they stayed outside of their designated state grazing lease areas for too long. As feral animals, they would be fair game and could be hunted like any other wild animal, subject to fish and game regulations. KMXT's Jay Barrett has more.
Kodiak rancher Charles Dorman appealed the Board of Game's 2007 regulation to State Superior Court in 2010 after a two-plus-year grace period to round up all his bison and getting a notice that a winter hunt was being planned on his wayward animals. Dorman maintained that domestic livestock cannot be considered feral if their owners are known. With only two herds separated by miles of mountains on the island, Dorman argued everyone knew whose bison were whose. But Superior Court Judge Sen K. Tan ruled against Dorman and awarded the state over $8,700 in legal fees. On Friday, the Supreme Court overturned Judge Tan's decision and Fish and Game's rule, saying the state's regulatory definition of feral was arbitrary and conflicted with its use elsewhere in the state hunting regulations.
It's good that the Supreme Court did confirm that they are open grazing leases.
Frank Bishop is a bison rancher in Kodiak whose herd also grazes on state land, not far from where the Dorman lease is.
The fact that the buffalo do walk on and off the leases doesn't make them feral whatsoever. They're still privately owned livestock. And the people of Kodiak should know that. But and no matter where the buffalo are, they're either owned by the Burdens, myself, or the Dorman family.
Larry Van Dale is the South Central Region Supervisor for Fish and Game. He was quick to point out that the Supreme Court ruling does not relieve leaseholders from respecting the boundaries of the state land their livestock grazes on.
It does not mean that anybody can run their domestic livestock anywhere they want in the state. I mean, there's still state grazing leases, and the Department of Natural Resources still has jurisdiction on where those leases' boundaries are. And I can't speak for them, but I believe they also have fines for people that go off lease and use resources that they're not responsible for. So it's not like where the buffalo roam and they can go anywhere in Alaska. It means that this one piece of the department's responsibility is no longer valid.
Bishop said bison are well known for their wandering ways, and he tries hard to be a good neighbor and thinks other ranchers do too.
I don't want to destroy somebody's property, private property or anything else. That's why I make a concentrated effort to go get them and put them back on the lease if they wander off.
Though larger wood bison are native to Alaska and were recently reintroduced to the interior, Kodiak Island's plains bison were brought here 50 or so years ago as a hardier alternative to cattle, which ranchers were losing in large numbers to bears. Because they are bigger, smarter, and tend to herd up closer together, Van Dale said bison were better able to fend off the always opportunistic Bruins. But their size and strength also allowed them to break through barbed wire fences much easier than cattle, which was the genesis of the wandering bison issue. Bison owner Charles Dorman did not live to see his victory in the Alaska Supreme Court. He died 5 months ago at the age of 78. In Kodiak, I'm Jay Barrett.